All this week, we've been pausing to reflect on 9/11. It's amazing to think how many Americans never lived in a time before then. Never knew you could run to your gate right from your taxi if you were late for a flight. You could gaze at a cloudless blue September sky and not think about four planes hijacked by Al-Qaeda terrorists, flying into the World Trade Center towers, the Pentagon, or a field in Pennsylvania. It was humanity at its worst. But also many Americans at their best. There was the man in the red bandana, his face covered. He saved at least 18 people, showed them a way out of the South Towers.
Then all of a sudden, we saw a young man come out of nowhere. You heard this man's voice say, "I found the stairs. Follow me. Only help the one that you can help." It's the way he said it. And we just got up, we follow.
That's Ling Young speaking in the 2017 documentary, Man in the Red Bandana. After that man led her out of the towers, he ran back up the stairs. The towers collapsed. His body was found with the firefighters. Everyone was left to ask, who was that man? Well, he was 24-year-old Wells Crowther. Former President Barack Obama spoke of him at that September 11th memorial and museum dedication in 2014.
Wells was just 24 years old, with a broad smile and a bright future. He worked in the South Tower on the 104th floor. He had a big laugh, a joy of life, and dreams of seeing the world.
His mother, Allison Crowther, was on the stage. Her husband started the Wells Crowther Trust, which gives out scholarships, and also the Red Bandana Project, which provides curriculum and training in leadership. Allison travels the country speaking to adults and kids about choosing to be a hero. She's with us now. And Allison, how are you this week?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. Over the years, you know, you develop a kind of a strength to face. You know, it's not just the anniversary, it's every day, but you just kind of focus on good that you can try to make come into the world.
Yeah. You know, everyone's different. And we've spoken to survivors who just can't talk at all this week. I'm wondering if it's the fact that you and your late husband, Jeff, who we're so sorry, passed away 2 years ago from cancer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We remember him at one of the readings of the names at the World Trade Center. He'd blow a kiss to the sky as he read your son's name. But I'm wondering if it helped both of you when you realized that your son was the hero. He was the man in the red bandana.
Yes, it helped us very much. I mean, one of my greatest torments was that he would have been trapped in suffering like so many people were. And that would have been like the ultimate torture for Wells. So when we found out that he was actually free to make his final decisions about how he was going to behave at the attacks, that was a huge relief. By reading the articles in the New York Times, reading the references to the man in the red bandana, I knew right away that that was Wells, that I'd finally found him.
I think I read a quote, "I've found you." And tell us that story, how he came to have a red bandana. Your late husband was a member of the local Empire Hook and Ladder Company No. 1. You're there in Upper Nyack, New York. Wells, when he was seven, you understand he'd go with Jeff, your husband, to clean fire trucks. By 16, he became a junior member. He eventually had full firefighter status. That was pulling him as well.
Well, Wells was full of adventure, always was kind of leaping from the highest places, but he was also kind of like a guardian angel. He had two younger sisters, and he always was looking out for them, and me too. I guess he felt I needed a little protection. So,
was he, what, five? He actually saved a sister, pulled her back from a road?
Yes, that's right. Yes, honor. Suddenly she jumped up, and she was three, ran out the door in between two cars, and Wells just jumped up, went right after her and grabbed her and pulled her back.
Mm. But take us back to when he wanted a pocket scarf. How did he get the bandana?
We dressed for church back in those days. Wells had a little jacket. And he asked one morning, my husband, he said, "Daddy, can I have a white handkerchief like you wear in your breast pocket?" And my husband said, "Oh, sure, Wells." So he went in and grabbed one of his handkerchiefs and also happened to grab a red bandana. And he walked back, folded up the hanky and put it in Wells's breast pocket, patted it and said, "Now, Wells, this white handkerchief, that's for show. Here's a bandana, that's for blow, for messy jobs, to blow your nose. Keep that in your back pocket." And so he did forever after. It was like a connection, I think, to his father. And there was another story. He had his red bandana on his folded up on his desk. And a woman that worked in his office at Sandler O'Neill came up to him one day and said, "Wells, what is it with that red bandana?" And Wells picked up the red bandana, turned around to her and held it up and said, "With this red bandana, I'm going to change the world."
Well, let's talk about that. He went to Boston College, then took a job, as you say, as an equities trader for the firm Sandler O'Neill in one of the towers. When you say he's changing the world, he changed certainly the lives of so many people. It's also so eerie, and maybe in a lovely way. You tell me, but I understand the last weekend you saw him, he'd come to see you guys, and he was very quiet, and you asked if he was okay. What did he say?
He looked at me and he said to me, "Mom, I don't know what it is, but I know this much. I know I'm meant to be part of something really, really big." He had a sense of something coming.
Yeah.
And actually, I had a premonition that began the night before 9/11 that I was going to die today. And other 9/11 families talk about this, how there were senses of impending doom. It really opened the spiritual gate for me to give me strength and to know that God was with us in some way. And that's why I just keep on going out and speaking with people and speaking to children and teaching them that they don't have to do what Wells, you know, the extreme of what Wells did, but there's so many ways to bring good into the world and care for other people.
This is very tender. And I asked you before we began talking formally today if I could mention this, and you said that it's okay to go back to that day, September 11th, 2001, 8:46 in the morning. American Airlines Flight 11 flew into the North Tower. Wells was in the South Tower. And I asked permission again. Is it okay if we hear a phone message that he left you that day?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Let's listen.
"Mom, this is Wells. I want you to know that I'm okay."
"I want you to know I'm okay." Just, of course, he wasn't. How do you bear that?
Well, I mean, it's so painful, obviously. What's hard right now is this 20th anniversary. It really marks the passage of so much time since we've been together with Wells, and that's so hard.
Of course. I mean, I don't know, you're doing the math. You know, he would have been 44, you know, probably a family of some sort.
Yeah. And yes. And, you know, my daughters, for both of them, losing their brother was catastrophic. One thing that really struck me with what Honor said was that, you know, "Mom," she said, "Wells and I used to," this is going to make me cry.
Sorry.
"Wells and I used to always talk about how we were going to raise our children together. We'd have families and the cousins would play." And she said, I've lost that now. I don't have that now."
Well, Allison, you were there with President Obama on the stage at the museum dedication. Also there was Ling Young, who was one of the women he saved. He grabbed a fire extinguisher and had her carry it down while he carried another survivor down. Let's listen to what she said that day about your son.
"Without him, I wouldn't be here. He saved my life. And he always be with my heart and always be with me. Unfortunately, Allison has to lose him to save me."
Do you see it that way?
Of course, it's horrible that we lost him, but it's no surprise to us what he did. He was doing, you know, what he was meant to do that day as a first responder. So he was there to save lives.
Do I understand, Allison, that was there some paperwork found afterwards that indicated that, in fact, he was applying to be a fireman, despite having that big deal job in New York.
Yes, that's right. He had had conversations with my husband that summer to say, if I sit in front of this computer for the rest of my life, I'll go crazy. And even that last weekend home, when Wells was so thoughtful, and he said he didn't know what it was, but he knew he was meant to be part of something really, really big. I said to him, we're happy to support you in whatever you want to do. But I had no idea it was leaving for the fire services.
Yeah. Alison Crowther, mother of Wells Crowther, the man in the red bandana on September 11, 2001. Thank you so much for speaking with us and for the work that you are doing. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Robin.
We'll link you to her foundation and the Red Bandana Project, all sorts of things going on there. But we asked Alison what she'd like people to do this 9/11. She said, go get a red bandana, put it on, help someone.